Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Does the thought of running Facebook and Instagram ads for your business freak you out? I know it does for a ton of you. You hear how they're an integral part of creating consistent leads and sales for your business all the time. I mean, we talk about that on the show here all the time. You know that you need to be doing that. But when it comes down to actually following through on it, you want to run for the hills. If this is you, you are definitely not alone. I talk to business owners all the time, from people who are just starting out in their business to multiple six-figure business owners who feel the same way. In fact, just recently on one of our group coaching calls for one of my accelerator mastermind groups, one of the members who's doing multiple six figures in her business without the use of ads said that ads freak her out. This is a feeling that's super common, my friends. So today, I'm going to share with you two ways to get past the freak out so that you can confidently start testing ads and making them work for your business. Let's dive into it. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Art of Online Business podcast. This is a Friday quick tip episode. Super appreciate you coming to hang out with me today. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to right now with these quick tip episodes. This is where I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue in the process in your business. Now, before I dive into today's quick tip, I want to thank all of you who have reached out, whether it's on Instagram or email or whatever, with all the amazing feedback about the new name for this podcast. Super appreciate it. And it feels awesome to finally be talking about this pivot in name and brand, if you will, of the podcast about it with you. As I talked about this whole change a couple episodes ago, this has been something that's been in the works for a long time. And so it's just finally really good to talk about it with all of you openly. And if you've not yet listened to that episode, make sure you go back and listen to not 2 days ago, Wednesday episode, but last Wednesday's episode, where I share the background and the why for changing the name. Again, I'm not changing anything about the types of episodes that you here in the show. Merely, it's the name of the show has changed from the art of paid traffic. I've definitely had to like look at my microphone flag there for a second. The Art of Paid Traffic to the Art of Online Business. So thank you again for all the amazing feedback. If you've not yet subscribed to this podcast, please click that subscribe button so that to make sure that you don't miss any episodes here in the show. And if you want to support the show even more, I'd love it if you would leave a quick rating and review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. And thank you so much in advance for doing that. Okay, let's talk about today's quick tip. And that is getting over the freak out when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads. And there are two big reasons that I've seen over the years that hold people up from either adding ads to the marketing of their business. So if they're not doing ads right now and they're just freaked out, they know they need to be doing them, but they're freaked out to start. And then on the flip side of that, you're already running ads in your business, but diving more deeply into your ads and doubling down on your ads kind of freaks you out as well. Okay. And so I want to share the two big reasons and how to overcome this freak out when it comes to ads. And the first reason is mindset. I mean, you hear me talk about this all the time on the podcast, right? You have to understand that ads are a process. They're a journey. It's the long game, and they're all about testing. I sound like a broken record here on the podcast. It's all about testing, my friends. If you are somebody who gives up after the first time that something does not work for you, you're going to have a really hard time when it comes to ads, whether it's Facebook and Instagram ads, regardless of what type of advertising, because it's all about testing different things to find what works. You have to have the mindset of testing that you are going to continue to test until you find that sweet spot, until you find ads and offers and copy and all that stuff that start to convert for you. Now, the good thing, you don't need to empty your bank account in order to test. You can start testing for as little as $10 to $15 a day. And if you have the budget, I would recommend starting a little bit higher, but on the minimum, I would say $10 to $15 a day. Okay. Also, when it comes to mindset, for a lot of people running ads, that could be a really vulnerable thing. You're putting yourself out there and you're putting your brand and your business in front of thousands of people, possibly for the first time ever. And this is one of those things that a lot of people don't think about, but yet when they start running ads, they're like, they kind of freak out, right? This can be really hard for some people because they think they're going to be judged, or people might leave a nasty comment on their ads. Well, I want to encourage you to think about it from the perspective of, listen, we all get judged every day, right? Whether we realize it or not. I mean, it's human nature. We walk into Starbucks, we're being judged. We talk with somebody on the phone, we're very likely being judged. We also judge others, and we're doing it on, unfortunately, we're doing it on autopilot, right? So when we can realize that being judged is just part of not only playing a bigger game in our business, it's simply happening all day, every day. And putting yourself out there and moving past those fears of being seen is critical to attracting your ideal audience so that you can help them and play a bigger game in your business, right? Look, guys, we get judged all the time. Why not just continue moving forward knowing that we're going to get judged? Who cares, right? And as far as the weird comments that people leave on ads, it's just part of the game. It's going to happen. It's nothing personal to you. It's far more about them than it is about you. Okay. So mindset, number one reason about ads freaking you out. And hopefully that's some good perspective now for you to allow you to recognize that the mindset is a big factor in all this, but yet you're going to keep moving forward. Okay. Now, the second big reason and the second big way to get over the freak out of ads is you have to take a data-driven approach to your business. This is something else we've talked about here on the podcast quite a bit before. Knowing your numbers in your business is going to remove the overwhelm and the not knowing when it comes to running ads, right? Ads are just a numbers game. We talk about it on the show here. When you know some specific numbers in your business, it takes the fear out of and answers the questions, are my ads working for my business? When you know the stats, when you know the data, when you become a data-driven business, it's all a numbers game, my friends. It takes the unknown out of everything, out of the whole ads game. And so I want to share with you four different stats, three stats, and then one if you're more advanced, okay? And so the first stat you got to be looking at is, what's your lead cost? What's your cost per lead? What's your, when you're running your ads and your objective is conversions, meaning you want to optimize for people clicking on your ad, going to an external landing page, and then registering or opting in or converting, if you will, what is that cost per result? What is your lead cost? And then from there, the second stat you really want to know is what is your EPL? What is your earnings per lead? Okay. And your earnings per lead is simply the amount of revenue that you generated divided by the number of leads. Okay. So that's your earnings per lead. So let's just say your earnings per lead is $40 and your ad campaign, you're getting, I don't know, a $10 cost per lead. And you are freaking out about the $10 cost per lead, but your earnings per lead is $40, where there's a big old gap between the cost of the lead that you were paying per lead, $10, and the earnings per lead that you were making. The bigger the gap, the better. So you were paying $10 per lead, but the earning per lead was $40 in this hypothetical. Okay. So earnings per lead is a number that you definitely want to make sure that you're tracking. Again, it's the total revenue divided by the number of leads in a promotion. You could do it by month, you could do it by quarter, whatever it is. But earnings per lead is a number that you want to make sure that you're tracking. So lead cost, earnings per lead, and then you also want to know, what is it costing you to acquire a customer? How much money did you spend and how many customers did you acquire as a result of that ad spend, right? So, and you can break this down by month. Again, you can break it down by month. You could break it down by launch. You could break it down by quarter, by year. If you know how much it costs you to acquire a customer, then again, that is going to give you some solid guidance on how much you can pay for your ads. When you know exactly how much it's costing you to acquire a customer, that can help you in figuring out how much you should be spending on your ads. So lead cost, what's your cost per lead? What's your earnings per lead? And what's the cost to acquire a customer for you? And again, for the EPL or cost to acquire a customer, you can look at this on a launch basis. You can look at this on a monthly basis. I mean, heck, you could look at it on a weekly basis, quarterly, 6 months, yearly. Becoming knowledgeable with these numbers is really going to help you know exactly how much you can be spending on your ads. It answers that million-dollar question, if you will, no pun intended, like, how much should I be spending on your ads? Well, when you know your numbers, you can work backwards. It educates you. It tells you exactly how much you can be spending on your ads. And the fourth stat that I want to recommend, this is more for your, if you're more advanced, is to calculate the lifetime customer value in your business. It's a more sophisticated and advanced type of calculation. So if you have a more advanced number, if you have, or a business, I should say, and you have multiple products and so forth, then you definitely want to be calculating the lifetime customer value. Okay. So four stats, highly recommend that you be looking at and tracking in your business. What's your cost per lead? What's your EPL or earnings per lead? Earnings per lead, again, is the total revenue divided by the number of leads. And this could be in a launch. Again, could be a quarter, could be month, whatever. The cost to acquire a customer, which is how much money you spent and how many customers you acquired as a result of that spend. And then again, if you're more advanced, calculating the lifetime customer value. Okay, so let's look at a few different scenarios here where this could look at, or where this could look like, I should say, in your business. So if you do webinars in your business, you have to know the numbers along your entire funnel. So you have to know, obviously, what your ad costs are, what your cost per lead is, what's your conversion rate on the landing page, what the show up rate was for your webinar, what's the conversion rate on the webinars into on the webinar into sales, what are your email open rates, and so on. We talked about this on the podcast also. And this is about, again, this is all a numbers game, my friends, because if you're tracking these conversion numbers and you know these stats, this allows you to work backwards from your revenue goal. So if you're like, all right, I want to make $100,000 with this launch, and you know, you have a sense of what these numbers are, conversion rates and cost per lead and so on, then you can work backwards from that end goal of $100,000, and it'll tell you exactly how many leads you need to get, etc. Okay. So again, data driven. Maybe you have a funnel where you're trying to book strategy calls so that you can sell a coaching package or whatever. Stats that you want to know. You want to know what your cost per lead is. You want to know how many people actually booked a call. How many of those people showed up to the call, because it's not going to be all the people who book. And then how many of the show ups did you actually close, or did your salesperson close, into the coaching package? All these numbers dictate how much you could be spending on ads, right? Because then you have a number. It's like, oh, it costs me X amount of dollars to actually close a customer into my coaching package. And then finally, what if you have a membership program? Well, two different calculations that you need to know for a membership program is, what is your churn rate? And then what is your lifetime customer value for the membership? And so for the churn rate, this is how you calculate churn rate for a membership. Let's say you had 100 members at the start of last month. Not counting new members added, how many of those 100 people canceled? And so let's say that 10 people canceled. So your churn rate would be 10% or 0.1, right? Because you had 100 members at the start of last month, 10 people canceled. We're not counting new members. And so your churn rate in this hypothetical would be 10%. Now, you need the churn rate in order to calculate the lifetime customer value for a membership, right? And so the lifetime customer value for membership is 1 divided by the churn rate as a percentage times the cost of your monthly membership. So here's an example. So the churn rate we just said was 10%, so that's 0.1. So we take that 0.1 and we do 1 divided by 0.1 times the cost of your monthly membership. So hypothetical, here's an example. We do 1 divided by 0.1, that's 10 times the cost of your own. Let's just say it's $50 a month. Well, $500 is our average lifetime value for a member of our membership. Okay, let me repeat that again. So determining lifetime customer value of the membership, we need to know the churn rate. We just figured that out. And then the lifetime customer value is equal to 1 divided by the churn rate as a percentage times the cost of your monthly membership. And so our churn rate in our hypothetical was 0.1. So we do 1 divided by 0.1, that's 10 times, let's just say our monthly membership costs $50. It's 10 times 50. There's $500 is our average lifetime value. Again, this is just a hypothetical example here. Now, this gives you guidance on what you can spend to acquire a customer, right? Notice a trend here. When we track these numbers, when we know these numbers, when we become a data-driven business, this helps take the freak out of ads, because it, you know exactly what you can be spending. Remember, as I keep saying, this is all a numbers game, my friends, when it comes to ads. Now, if you're not there yet with knowing your numbers and you're just starting out, it's okay. This gives you something to be shooting for, right? Start keeping track of things like your lead cost and your earnings per lead and your conversion rates, etc., and be working towards becoming a data-driven business, because this and your mindset is what allows you to get over that freak out when it comes to ads and start generating consistent leads and sales for your business on a regular basis. Okay. All right, my friends. Hey, if you are an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're an online educator, you're a consultant, and you're one of those people that I've been talking about today, Facebook and Instagram ads make you want to pull your hair out, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then I have a free webinar training that you got to check out. It's called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can pick a day and time that works best for you by going to rickmulready.com/training. Again, it's rickmulready.com/training. In addition to learning my exact step-by-step process that all online experts need to know to generate profitable leads and sales with Facebook and Instagram ads, you're also going to learn the common mistakes that most people I see are making with their Facebook and Instagram ads and how you can avoid them. Look, I'm all about, as you know, helping you remove all the overwhelm and fear that often comes with figuring out how to get Facebook and Instagram ads to work for your business so that you can grow your email list and make more sales. Okay. Again, the link to sign up for a free training, pick a day and time that works best for you, is rickmulready.com/training. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.